You are listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche, and today we're going to be talking about some of the basics of breastfeeding, but also some of the breastfeeding factoids from our local lady, Stephanie Jenkins, who is with Canna's WIC program. She's the coordinator of WIC. Stephanie, why don't you explain to me what WIC does in this community?
Yes, so the Canna WIC program serves all of the Kodiak residents, so that includes everyone on the road system and in the six villages. And WIC provides nutrition and breastfeeding education, provides supplemental food, so checks to use at the grocery store, and then referrals to other healthcare sources. Right now we have about 450 individuals on WIC, and so WIC is for pregnant moms and then moms that have recently delivered, like breastfeeding moms, and then children up to the age of 5.
Okay. And we're using an upcoming event that's going on between August 7th, no, that is August 1st and 7th. It is World Breastfeeding Week. And we're using that week-long event to talk about breastfeeding and to talk about some of the controversies that surround that, because it's been on my radar for a while that breastfeeding is something that some communities have issues with, whether that means breastfeeding in public or just awareness about breastfeeding. That's something different populations have had issues with. So you were talking a little bit before about how some places in Alaska have lower breastfeeding rates than others and some of the reasons that may be. Why don't we talk a little bit about breastfeeding rates here on the island?
Yeah, so here in Kodiak, we have some of the highest breastfeeding rates in Alaska, and then also the Canna WIC program also has the highest breastfeeding rates out of all of the WIC programs throughout the state. So that's a really big deal for all of our WIC families to be able to use this assistance. So I'm a registered dietitian, but also a licensed lactation consultant, so I can provide lactation education and support. And then we also partner with Kodiak Kindness, which is out of the hospital, and they also provide lactation support to moms from starting in the hospital all the way up to when their child turns 1. So it's definitely a combination of those resources, and then also I think some of the support from the community, from the doctors and the other establishments that are breastfeeding friendly.
It seems like lactation education would be such an important thing just to start off with, not only for people who may not be familiar with it, but for new mothers. And I was wondering if you could kind of explain for those who may not be familiar the connection between giving babies a good start out for their lives and the connection between that and breastfeeding.
Sure. So breastfeeding is best for countless reasons. It's beneficial to baby and mom, and then, of course, the whole family and then the community. So it doesn't just benefit the baby themselves. It affects the entire country, the entire world. So it's really a public health concern. And so that's why there is such a push for breastfeeding, because it is so important. So, for example, babies that are not breastfed, they have lower IQs. So that can be concerning when it comes time for graduating from high school and going to college and getting a good job down the road. Children that are not breastfed tend to be sick more often when they're younger children. And those same children tend to have higher rates of ear infections and diarrhea, and tend to have to go to the doctor more frequently. So that in turn also increases the healthcare costs for everyone. And then so some of the beneficial things on mom's end for breastfeeding is it helps her get back to her pre-pregnancy weight, and then it also helps prevent ovarian and breast cancer. So that is really a big deal. So breast cancer is something that's kind of a big hot topic right now in the media. And so we always talk about what you can do to prevent breast cancer. And so one of the biggest and best things to do is just simply breastfeed your baby. So, yeah.
I've heard, and you can tell me if this is true or not, that when the baby is sick, sometimes the breast milk can help with the healing process.
Yes. So, there are antibodies in the mom's breast milk that are transferred to the baby. And so that starts right at the beginning of breastfeeding when a baby's first born in the hospital. And so these antibodies are transferred throughout the duration of breastfeeding. And so that's why there's such a push to not just breastfeed a day or a week, but to breastfeed up to 2 years, because those antibodies are constantly being transferred. And so that helps with the baby's immune system. So if a baby's breastfed, their body already has some immunity to certain bacteria and viruses, whereas formula-fed babies are not.
So is that the recommended transition off of breastfeeding is 2 years, or what is the usual amount of time a child would be breastfed?
Yes. So, well, and of course, I want to say at the beginning here that, yes, we encourage breastfeeding because it is best, but ultimately WIC wants to support moms and families however they choose to feed their babies. And so however someone is comfortable, and you know, our job as employees of WIC and as a lactation consultant and a dietitian, my job is to educate so that families can make the best educated decision on how they want to feed their babies. But the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends for infants to be exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months, and then continuing to breastfeed alongside of the introduction to complementary foods such as baby food, finger foods, for 1 year or longer. So that's here in the U.S., but the World Health Organization, which, you know, oversees the entire world, they recommend exclusively breastfeeding babies until 6 months, and then while adding in other sources of nutrition, continuing to breastfeed for at least 2 years. So I think as long as mom and baby are happy and comfortable breastfeeding, I think the benefits don't ever stop. So it's completely up to the mom. But yes, so it is recommended for 2 years.
I've also seen some short documentaries about people who choose to feed their babies when their children are even older, maybe a slightly taboo age, maybe like 4 or 5 or even 6. Does that still have benefit for a child when they're at that age?
Yes. So again, the antibodies are still being transferred. And in a lot of countries, it is quite the norm to breastfeed children 5, 6, 7. And you know, no one bats an eye. There are several reasons why that is the norm. But one of them is that some other countries don't have access to clean drinking water. And so some of the highest causes of death comes from unclean drinking water. And so by breastfeeding your baby, you're able to provide breast milk so that they don't have to drink that unclean water, which in change hopefully is helping them live longer. So that's one of the biggest reasons in other countries. And so it just helps prevent malnutrition alongside of that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And that kind of brings up just the fact that breastfeeding and its reception is very cultural. And I was surprised to learn that until recently it wasn't legal to publicly breastfeed. In fact, I just read this article on the Christian Science Monitor, and it was originally reported by Stateline, and it had a Republican representative from Utah, Representative Kurt Webb. So Utah had been considering a law earlier in the year that clarifies that breastfeeding is allowed in public, and this representative, Kurt Webb, said, "This seems to say you don't have to cover up at all. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm just not, and it's really in your face." So that kind of communicates this cultural barrier or taboo surrounding breastfeeding. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, you know, I don't think it's really my position to say if and when and how we should breastfeed, whether you should cover up or not. You know, it should be specifically up to the moms. If they feel comfortable, I think that they should be allowed to breastfeed. So, you know, with that being said, breastfeeding our babies is such a normal, natural thing, and that's how we were meant to feed our babies. So I really would like the U.S. to start putting more emphasis on, I guess, desexualizing breasts and start thinking of them more of these are for our babies and not for everything else. And so hopefully down the road, it will be less taboo to breastfeed in public. But again, it is up to each mom's decision of how and when.
Sure. And if you're curious, after that update was passed, that same representative said they should just stay silent on it and let women do what they want to do. And he just said, we just don't need the bill saying women don't need to cover up one way or another. So they let the freedom remain there as of whether women need to cover up or not. It didn't say that they should be free. It's an interesting taboo to have that's so particular to each different culture and society. Mm-hmm. The fact that there are laws addressing it is interesting. And also there has been an increase in how common breastfeeding is from 1971. There was a statistic, from the Centers for Disease Control. It says, in 1971, it was 24% of mothers breastfed, and now 81% of newborn infants were breastfed. So that's a pretty interesting statistic. Could you talk a little bit about how that might have happened, that transition from more formula-based feeding to breastfed feeding?
Yeah, so there has been so much going on the last couple of decades to really put breastfeeding first. First, to help normalize breastfeeding, we have people like myself, who is a lactation consultant. We have, people at the WIC offices, and we have lactation consultants in the hospitals, and we have more individuals in daycares, and whether it's speech therapists and occupational therapists, more people aware of breastfeeding and have more education so that they can help be supportive of breastfeeding. Also, there's been several laws passed, such as the one that you were talking about, that help support breastfeeding and help moms be allowed to breastfeed or pump while at work, which that's another law that's been passed that allows moms to pump at work. So that's another step in the right direction. I think that we've had to tackle the formula companies in the last couple of decades also, commercials and gimmicks and freebies and giveaways can be you know, really enticing. So that's one of the reasons that breastfeeding rates were so low before. But now there's been several laws that the formula companies are not allowed to promote or advertise in certain ways that might pull women to, or, you know, to formula feed. And so they are just not able to say now that formula is best because it's just not.
And right, that seems like a decision a mother would need to make as she's approaching the birth of her baby and is aware of the different positives and negatives of that. Is that something that you can talk to mothers about at this event on August 7th?
Yes, yeah. So this event will definitely have all kinds of information for whether it's pregnant moms or breastfeeding moms or just individuals in the community that would like to know more about breastfeeding and how to be more supportive of this movement. So there'll be all kinds of information, and then there'll also be giveaways and prizes supporting breastfeeding. Leading Lady is a company that donates nursing bras to different organizations such WICs around the country, and this is the third year that they'll be donating nursing bras for everyone that attends the event. So that's really helpful because that's an added expense that not everyone is able to deal with. So we'll have that, and we'll have food, and the whole point of the World Breastfeeding Week celebration is just to honor our breastfeeding moms and to support them and just let the world know that breastfeeding is so important and that WIC is here to help.
Right. And this event might be a good opportunity for new moms to learn a little bit about what they need to do to get started on this important part of a baby's life. We just have a minute more, essentially. So is there anything else you want listeners to know about this upcoming event?
Well, the event is August the 7th, so in two Tuesdays from 2 to 4, and it's at the Mill Bay Health Center. And if you have any questions, you can call the WIC office. It's 486-7312.
All right, Stephanie Jenkins with WIC here in Kodiak. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.